appeared, like that one, Wrecking Crew. They were quite good.
Talking about Aussie rock bands, and we played the Angels. Would you put them in your top five Aussie rock bands?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as good songs and entertainment and all the rest of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you went to see the Angels live, you had a knew, good night.
You knew you were there, didn't you?
You had a good night.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they put on a good show.
I reckon if, like, Aussie bands to see live and also just mighty good songs in no particular order, Aka Daka, The Oils, Angels, Chisel.
Yeah, well, Aka Daka, they're international.
They are.
You
they
are. You wouldn't see them at the, you know.
At the pub, no.
At the pub in Balmain.
No, no.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, they're an Australian band.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
They don't call us home anymore.
They might not call your place home.
I mean, in 1970, you might have seen them at the Scout Hall.
Seen them at school.
Yeah.
In about, 1972 or something. Yeah.
Before Wrecking Crew, we had Eric Clapton, Forever Man, from his album Behind the Sun from 1985.
I'm going to tarp it. I am.
It's funny, we had Chase the Sun, the band, and his album Behind the Sun.
Yeah.
A lot of sun going on. It's very bright in here tonight.
Yeah. I'll wait till we put the high beam on.
Oh.
We were driving back from Melbourne on Saturday morning, Sunday night, whenever it was, and our son was driving, and he put the high beam on, and he went, "Oh, you got a collapsed sun under the bonnet, have you?" He thought our high beam was rather powerful.
Oh, I thought you were saying that could he just drove non-stop the high beam on, blinding everybody coming towards.
Oh, there was a bit of that too.
I hate that.
Yeah. Oh, these lights, John, they were expensive.
But ladies and gentlemen, didn't take long for Lord Pig to get either talk about fishing or headlights on cars.
Or four-wheel drives, yeah, that's
four-wheel
right.
Four-wheel drives, yeah. He's a frustrated explorer.
Oh, you know what? I should have been born when Ned was around.
Ned who?
Ned Kelly. Me and him, we would have made a ripping couple. God, we would have created some havoc.
I don't think he was gay, though.
No, I'm not talking about sleeping together, just shooting people together.
Oh, you're sick.
I'm sick. You're the one who reckons, like, I'm in love with Ned Kelly.
I'd like to see you hanging from a tree branch. They wouldn't find one thick enough.
Oh, good on you.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones, with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds, and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were travelling and did not want problems with their dentures, tired of being unable to chew steak or bite into an apple, and worried about the pain and the cost. I explained everything and decided with implants to lock in their dentures. They couldn't be happier and always travelling.
Would you like the best in implants? Call Beyond Infinity Dental, Dr. Jack, on 9389 9111 or visit smilecaredental.com.au. Infinity Dental Care, station sponsor.
You sweat, you win. Let us show you how. No matter what, it is all about you. Set goals, challenge yourself, discover the best version of yourself. Let us show you how. Push yourself, push your limits, push yourself beyond your dreams. Let us show you how. No cruising, no flying, simply soaring above the rest. Let us show you how. Call Fernwood North Rocks and Seven Hills on 9871 799. 96 now. Fernwood is your premium women's health and fitness club.
Station sponsor.
Are you in the market to hire an honest, reliable, long-term plumber? If so, you want to look out for one that is fully licensed and insured, has your interest at heart, displays professionalism and is branded. Neat, clean and tidy and treats your domain with respect and care. Look no further. Waterflow Plumbing is your plumber. Fully licensed and insured in plumbing, draining, gas fitting, roof plumbing, waterproofing and mini excavation. Call Bradley on 0488 300 480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
If you're interested in anything craft related, beginner or expert, go along to Get Crafty, Castle Hill and meet people with similar interests. It is held at the Castle Hill Library weekly on Mondays between 9:30 and 12:30, not school holidays. Just remember to take your own materials. For more information, contact the library on 9761 4510. 9761 4510. This announcement was brought to you by our station sponsor, Pace.
Hi, this is Graham Davidson inviting you to a journey with me on the Soul Train on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on Alive 90.5 for the best in soul, R&B, funk, southern and jazz rock sounds. The Soul Train on Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
This is the third hour.
Hey!
Lloyd, with this week's movie review now up on our Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Facebook page.
That's exactly right, John. 1967 was the year that tonight's movie was released. Made in London, the movie looks at what happens when a man is buried alive. The Vulture, that's the name of the movie, is the name of our movie this week. And the vulture is also the result of burying that very same person alive. A mad German bloke who built his own power station. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then goes a bit bonkers with some radioactive stuff, turns into a half-human, half-vulture, half-German killer.
Sounds great.
1967, remember?
Yeah.
Made in England, remember? Anyway, the movie is worth watching, but only on one occasion. My rating, it was a bit weird, but not weird enough. And the divorce court's rating wanted to know where her gold coin is.
Oh, doesn't she know?
No.
Okay. Well, check it out. I see Mobsy Paul, one of our listeners, has he watched the Yesterday Machine.
Ah.
Oh, has he put that up there? Looks like he's...
Oh, okay. We'll have to have a squiz at
on
that.
On our Facebook page. There you go. There's another one, the Yesterday Machine.
If that's available on YouTube, I might do that for next week, Jono.
1963 Sci-Fi World War II. Wow.
Oh, that's what we need.
He said, laugh out loud, just reading about it reminded me of an old Avengers episode.
Okay.
We're re-watching, we're up to season 3 now of Games of Thrones. The older grandmother in that, it's Diana Rigg.
Yes.
She's older from the Avengers back in the 60s.
There you go.
So she's still... acting and playing a good part. That's fantastic.
There's a lot of people in Game of Thrones that haven't been in big movies and stuff before.
Yes.
You know, Sean Bean was in season 1 And, well, most people have probably seen it. He was killed at the on the last episode of season one.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised by that because, I mean, he was the only big actor in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they take him out and I went, hello, what have they done here?
Oh, it's good. Yeah. It's still good. They're all good actors.
John, it is an awesome series.
Yes. Anyway, it's that time now. We've still got to get through In Concert. There's a massive Black Sabbath track recorded live at the Capitol Theatre in the 80s when Ronnie James Dio was doing the vocals.
That's right.
So there's that to look forward to, but here's a favourite segment of some of our listeners.
Time for a crackling 78.
Smorgasbord presents Weekly World News.
That was a nice 78, wasn't it?
Very good, Jono.
Wasn't too bad for 1938.
Oh, it's in good nick.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Moonlight on the Purple Sage.
Very good voice.
Mm.
Very good.
I don't know who the vocalist is. It's not Tommy Dorsey. He's just a conductor.
Okay.
Yes.
No, yeah, whoever that was, he can sing.
They didn't often give credits like in bands like that.
Isn't it funny?
Mm.
Like nowadays, he'd be the first one mentioned.
Exactly.
Either that or the guitarist.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, John, I've got the two-sided dice out. Are you ready?
I bet it's me again.
Not.
You?
Me?
That's amazing.
All right.
No need to get battered salve with me.
Wasn't that a funny comment earlier?
Yes.
Off air. Yeah. Woman with empty head drives husband mad.
With empty head?
Yeah. I don't know. How do you... No, that's daft. How could you have an empty head?
Easily, I guess.
Nah. Hang on. I'll read it.
Yeah, come on.
A couple who have been married for 4 years have been ordered to be divorced by a state-run psychiatrist. Wow.
A state-run psychiatrist?
Yeah, okay.
Not a facility, just a...
A state psychiatrist. State-paid psychiatrist would maybe be a better term.
Yes.
In an old law in Cincinnati, a state-authorised psychiatrist can order a married couple to be divorced if they continue to argue non-stop for over 3 weeks. Well, you can't do non-stop. You've got to sleep.
And eat.
Gee, this...
I mean, she'd have to stop to cook the meal.
Cincinnati.
Only kidding, mate. Oh, supervisors, give me that look.
Oh, you got the look, did you?
Yeah, I got the look.
Oh, dearie me. The state-authorised psychiatrist, Dr. Brendan Fillmore, has told Rock and Roll Smorgasbord psychiatrist, Dr. John Robb...
I'm not a psychiatrist.
Says Jari.
That's ridiculous. That's a dead giveaway.
Fancy that. That the wife, who is not to be named, is about as empty-headed as any patient he has ever seen. Her empty-headed gibbering is about as bad as I've ever heard, he said. Empty-headed gibbering. That sounds like a psychiatrist, doesn't it?
Yeah,
empty-headed gibbering.
Yeah, so...
And they pay these people.
Yeah, Lord Pig's just put my name in there, but it was, you know, another doctor that he didn't want to mention.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Those born under the sign of Taurus...
Yeah.
...are the most accident-prone drivers on the road.
They've done studies on this.
Yes, they have. Whilst patient Scorpios are the safest, a fascinating new study reveals.
Yeah.
But while Taurians have the most accidents, Virgos have the most deadly mishaps, insurance industry statistics show.
Okay, so they have less prangs, but they're more dangerous.
Yes.
Okay.
Astrologers blame the number of serious accidents racked up by Virgos on their nervous, indecisive nature.
Right.
Following the accident-happy Taurians are, in order from the most dangerous drivers to the safest.
Yeah.
So coming after Taurians are Geminis.
Yeah.
Virgos.
Yeah.
Arians.
Yeah.
Pisceans.
Yeah.
Capricorns.
Yeah.
Libras.
Okay.
Aquarians. Leos. Sagittarians. And then Scorpios.
I'm a Libran, so I'm in the middle somewhere, am I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a Sagittarian, so I'm second from the top.
Ooh. But you're a pretty good driver, aren't you?
Yeah, that's from worst to the best.
Oh, okay.
So I'm second from the top.
Okay. Okay.
The accident-happy Taurian order from the most dangerous drivers to the safest. Yeah.
So you're second safest.
So after Taurians come Geminis, then Virgos, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
Scorpios are the safest.
Yeah, okay.
Gee, that's a blunder, isn't it? Like, didn't Ford have a Ford Taurus?
Yeah.
they didn't sell very well either.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I wonder why.
It is strange, yes.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, the divorce court's a Libran, and she's a pretty good driver.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's she on the list?
In the middle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stuck in the middle with you.
In the middle. Stuck in the middle with you.
Next story.
Mad Aussie woman. There's a lot of mad Aussie women.
Oh, there are.
Claims to be Rasputin reborn.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe this?
I can. That's a woman from News.
Yeah, a woman from Brisbane in Queensland, Australia, is claiming to be the famous and infamous Russian Rasputin. The Russian-born woman, who has been living in Australia for the last 89 years, gosh, she must be an age, has only recently made claims that she is really Rasputin. She has told her psychiatrist that she is the Russian and has been admitted to the local psychiatric hospital. See, I am Rasputin. They are persecuting me, she has said.
Oh, poor thing, bit of dementia setting in.
It sounds like she's gone a bit bonkers.
Yeah. Paris.
Yeah.
French women love to beat up on their husbands.
Fair dingers.
A new study shows.
It's always a new study.
Just like everybody's behind bars. It's always a new study.
Or under the hammer.
Oh, yes, auctioning.
Oh, I don't want to go under the hammer.
No. No.
Nobody would bloody buy me anyway.
Need a pretty big bloody hammer. Out of the four wives surveyed, a whole four of them.
Yeah.
Said they'd knock their mates around once in a while. And 7%. How do you get seven
when they only interviewed four?
Four. That's ridiculous.
Oh, that's silly.
This new study is silly. And 7% admitted they do it at least once a month. The women said it helps them let off steam. Now imagine if we said that. Oh, I beat my wife. I just let off steam.
Yeah. It's only once a month.
Yeah, once a month.
And there's 7% of us, even though there's four of us.
Mm.
Yeah.
That means...
Good study.
That means your lower elbow did it.
Oh, is that how they work it out?
Yeah. That's 7% of you.
Is that... Gee, you're clever.
Yeah, well...
You sure you're not a psychiatrist? How about one more before we do in Quonset?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
The English Channel crossing tunnel blocked for over 12 hours. You know that tunnel that goes between England and France?
I've never been in it.
I reckon that's a feat of engineering, Jono.
It is.
Blocked for over 12 hours. A lorry...
Imagine doing that now. They'd find a purple-bellied blobfish on the bottom of the ocean. You wouldn't be able to do it.
No. The purple-bellied blop-blop's not endangered.
They'd find something.
Oh, maybe its cousin. Yeah.
You know, the hairy-toothed redfish.
Yeah. I caught one of them once. I put it back.
Did you?
Yeah, I put it back.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Yeah. A lorry or semi-trailer in Australia has managed to block the tunnel for 12 hours. The man driving the lorry drove about 4 miles, because this is an English story, so it's in miles, into the tunnel before he remembered that he had forgotten his lunch. What a bright spot. Upon this realisation, he attempted to reverse back down the tunnel in a semi. Reverse back down the tunnel.
Oh, it's not true, surely.
It is. This, of course,
because he blocked lots, forgot his lunch.
Yeah, because he forgot his lunch.
Couldn't he buy some takeaway when he got to the other end?
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? This, of course, caused all sorts of trouble. Police have asked why this happened and why he did not buy lunch. The driver said that he was not aware that you could buy food in France. Where do they get these drivers from?
And he's got a license?
Well, it doesn't say he has, but...
Mm.
I've never driven a semi, have you?
No.
No, me either. Oh, you already said... Oh.
If you had vision problems...
Yeah.
Hang on. I do have vision problems.
Change your glasses.
I've got to change my glasses. Hang on.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Sorry, folks.
You're silly, Billy.
If you had vision problems, would you go to an ophthalmologist named I.C. Dimley?
Why not? Just for a giggle.
According to a brand new census, or not a study, but a census.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
Of American physicians and dental surgeons. Dr. Isaac Clayton Dimley is just one of the medical practitioners whose names and professions go together like oil and water. Here are a couple more.
Far away.
A dentist named I. Yankit. Ian Yankit.
Ian, yeah, yeah.
A surgeon named Dr. P. Slicer.
Oh.
An obstetrician named Push.
That's funny.
Greg Push.
Greg.
Yeah, Push.
G'day. G'day, Doc.
And a child psychologist named Bratman.
Bratman.
The Bratman.
I got it muddled up.
Yeah, you got all excited. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Well, I know. I bumped into someone once who...
Did you? Were you didn't have your glasses
on? No, I didn't have my goggles on, no. And they had been to have an operation, and the bloke... Who's a rooster that puts you to sleep? The...
Anaesthetist.
His name was Dr. Deeth, but it was spelled Death. Dr. Death.
Oh, he just pronounced Deeth.
Deeth, yeah.
Dr. Death. Oh, you're kidding.
No, fair dingers, straight up and down.
Dr. Deeth.
And he was the gas doctor.
Yeah.
The gas rooster.
Well, I've mentioned this before, but I remember when Star City opened.
Yeah.
The manager was Dr. Gamble, John Gamble.
Oh, no.
That's true.
Fair dingers.
John Gamble. How
funny is that?
Well, I've...
That's out there, isn't it?
It is out there. I remember Kerry Ann Kenley, you know, they had the big night when it started.
Yeah.
He's interviewing Dr.
Gamble.
Just John Gamble.
I will make him a doctor.
Yeah.
An honorary doctor.
Speaking of doctors, Dr. Thompson will be here next week.
Yeah. He's a fair dinger, isn't he?
Yeah, a fair dinger. He can check your appendix or whatever.
Yeah. I'll bring it in. Yeah.
Get it checked out.
Yeah. I'll get him to have a gecko.
Listen, it's 27 past 8. We've got to get on with him
in
concert.
Let's do it.
We've got Black Sabbath, Cold Chisel,
and who else?
Space Hog.
Okay, now this Black Sabbath song, if you're politically correct and all that sort of stuff, and don't listen to it.
Why?
Oh, because he has a go at one of our politicians.
Does he?
Yes.
What, back in the 80s?
Back in the 80s.
Oh, I have to listen for this.
Yeah.
I went to that gig, but I don't remember anything. But anyway, this track was originally on the Heaven and Hell album. Is that correct?
That's correct. This is, of course, the title track.
Oh, okay.
Burning the Cross. It was off the Burning the Cross album.
Well, why has it got... Oh, the song's Heaven and Hell, is it?
Oh, my mistake. Yeah, Heaven and Hell, you're right. Yeah. It was originally on the album, the studio album, Heaven and Hell.
Which we haven't played many tracks
off that
album here for a long time.
That's correct. This particular album is called Burning the Cross, and it was done on the 27th of November 1980 in the Capitol Theatre right here in Sydney.
Gee, I don't have that. I don't have to go and look for that. Oh. Okay, let's go, shall we? It's 28 minutes after 8. This is the Smorgasbord, John Rob, Lord Pig, being supervised by the supervisor.
If you're politically sensitive, turn the radio off for 16 minutes.
Don't worry about it. Just listen to it.
This one from the album Heaven and Hell, the title track. The song is called, obviously, Heaven and Hell.
Yeah. We'll be right back. you just come with me, and I'll give you desire. But first, you got to burn.
Yeah! like a diamond. Oh, listening to Alive 90.5, your great hits radio station. From Beach Boys to Beyonce, we sound different because we are different. Alive 90.5, your favourite radio community station.
Disability support worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working with Global, the leading disability support service in Sydney. Global offers great rates of pay, free training, and the choice to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability support work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Check out positions available on the website globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. Station sponsor.
I'm Casey Donovan, proud Are You OK ambassador. Are You OK Day, our national day of action, is Thursday 12th of September. This year, help us remind Australia to trust the signs and start a conversation that could change someone's life. When there are changes in what they're saying, doing, or what's going on in their life, it's time to trust your gut and ask, are you okay? Get involved, learn the signs, download the practical toolkit, and share the message in your community. Learn more at ruok.org.au.
Hope you enjoyed In Concert tonight. I thought it was a ripper.
Yeah, absolutely.
I must check out that show. You're talking about Fred Nile.
Yeah.
Fred.
Yeah,
That was the first track, Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell. So it sounds like he said that they burn babies.
Burn babies, yeah.
Black Sabbath don't do that. He shows just because they're called Black Sabbath, he doesn't know anything about them.
That's right, yeah.
Anyway, that was way back in 1980. Fred would have been quite
young
then.
There's a lot of people think that about rock and roll bands.
Mm-hmm.
They thought, a lot of people thought the Beatles were, was it all that satanic stuff where they played music backwards and, fair crack of the whip. Who plays stuff backwards?
Fair shake of the sauce bottle.
Yeah. The supervisor's pointing at us.
Pointing at you. You play things backwards, do you?
Occasionally.
After that, we had Cold Chisel, Long As I Can See the Light.
Oh.
Good old Cold Chisel. We'll show cretins that we can do it better than you.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah, that really was a good track, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you think we can go the next couple of weeks without a Cold Chisel track?
Probably not.
Okay. And Space Hog ended us off. To Be a Millionaire, Was It Likely? I like that title.
You're just dirty because you weren't in Cold Chisel.
Oh, definitely. I would have had liver damage.
Absolutely. Oh, no kidding.
So Space Hog, that was a 3-track EP released in 1995 in the meantime. That's probably a collector's item.
Yeah, let's say so, John.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Where are they from? Are they an Aussie mob?
No, US of A.
Okay, right-hand side of the road.
Space Hog, yes.
Mm.
Well, no sign of Terrence Swann.
No, I don't know where he's gotten off to.
Well, hopefully he'll show up. Might be just running a bit late.
He might be.
Don't run any red lights, Terry.
No.
George will take over till you get here.
Yep.
Well, we'll see you next week.
George is invisible. Have you noticed?
No,
he's a weird rooster.
I hadn't noticed.
He's a weird rooster.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave you now. We'll see you next week, next Monday. Dr. Thompson will be here.
With the doc.
Yes.
Bet you he does the Dodgy song for us.
Oh, he will.
He loves the Dodge, doesn't he?
He'll do Under the Covers as well, I reckon.
Yeah, probably.
An in-concert track.
Wow. Why don't we just let him take over the show? Oh, yeah, we do.
John Robin, Lord Pig and the supervisor saying good night.
Good night.
We'll see you next week. Just on the Monday of the long weekend, we won't be here, but we'll mention, I think that's the week after next, isn't it?
I
think.
Fancy asking two me.
More. Anyway.
That's all, folks.
Oh, is that it?
Here's Paul Kelly. See you, folks. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll get the podcast up.
Tackle, Maggie's tackle.
Tackle. and visit our Facebook page if you want to hear something. Hooroo! Down the hill, looking over the bridge to the MCG. And way up on high, the clock on the side all says a lot.